92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk. It is Mike Wimmacher. You know our next guest from his roles on Fleabag, Go On, Stranger Things, and so many more. He has a new book out now entitled The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories. Please welcome to the show author, actor, Brett Gelman. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic to be able to talk to you. This book has really fascinated me in the fact that it's written through the perspective of five different characters. Which of those characters did you find the most challenging to write?
I mean, all of them were, I would say, equally as challenging because, it was all me having to face off with myself and all of the darker aspects of my personality and the makeup of my brain.
And was that what inspired you to write this book, in the fact that you wanted to face those challenges head on?
Yeah, and I wanted to, face them head on and be able to laugh at them, and put it into these characters. I mean, it's not autobiography, but
right. It's
definitely using, facing a lot of the issues and questions that I have about myself and my life. And, I wanted to look at that, no matter how dark it was, and laugh at it. And so, and hopefully give that to the reader, too, as an experience. So that's basically what I set out to do. And just give people some old-fashioned neurosis to just bask in.
We really miss that, don't we? I mean, we really have lost our zeal for neurosis, haven't we?
Well, because everybody thinks that they have the answers these days. They think they know everything. They read a meme and they're an expert. And so, I sort of, this book is my opportunity to remind them that that is a big fat lie.
Well, we're glad you're doing that for us. Let me ask you this, the writing process, how has it compared to things you have done in the past, whether it be in the acting world or other ventures you have gone into? What was the writing process like in comparison to that?
I'd say that the hardest thing about the writing process is actually sitting down to write. And then, and then once I do it, it's kind of the same thing. You ride the wave, and then if you don't catch the wave, you try to catch the next one. And what do I mean by that? Rewriting. Always be open to rewriting. You're going to have to do it. The first draft is not going to be good. You just got to get it out and do it in the same way that, when I'm acting, if I'm on stage, it's rehearsal, or while you're shooting. I mean, shooting it is a lot of ways, you're rehearsing and then they put the performance together in the edit. So, always being willing to, and not too defensive and precious with anything that you're doing that you can't change it,
Yeah, we're talking with actor, author, Brett Gelman, the new book, The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories. You say, it's kind of autobiographical, kind of, fiction. Was this a cathartic experience for you writing this book?
Absolutely, yeah. No, it got a lot of it out of me. It's a purge of my self-loathing, of my neurosis, all my worries and, emotions that are not the easiest to feel on the day-to-day, both of what I feel today and then, what I went through in the past. I mean, it was very cathartic, but then also, very disturbing. It brought up stuff that maybe I was, not prepared for, and then I had to walk away from it for a minute, take a walk, enjoy the sunshine, take that in to try and deal with it. But no, it was, I would say, very cleansing.
That, I was going to ask you that, if you feel like a weight now lifted off your shoulders and you're a brand new Brett now because of it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm the brand new Brett who just is, very much aware that the brand new bread is very much the old bread as well.
Just repackaged. In the world of reboots we have, it's the reboot bread. Still some original leftover, but kind of different just enough.
No, yeah, just dust it off. The dust is off me, and I'm ready for new dust.
Talking with actor, author Brett Gelman. Well, let's talk quickly a little bit about one of your acting gigs. I want to discuss the character Murray from Stranger Things. You seem to be just having so much joy playing that character. Could that be in part because Murray's experiencing so much joy in the fact that the theories he's been working on all these years are proving to be right?
Yeah, I think, I think like that's part of Murray's arc, is that that's happening, and that he's also kind of rejoining the world. It's been like a slow, it's been right. a steady process of him having friends again and feeling like, in his own strange way, being a part of society with the help of the last people that I'm sure he thought would be, holding him by the hand and leading him through that, these small town folk. As many things, but one of the things is he's very much an urban snob. So, it's him learning to like people more and be a part of things. So that's the thing. I mean, the other joy is that I think it's like the type of character he is. He's very much like the childhood fantasy of somebody who I wanted to play when I was a kid. And so that there's that going into it, into the process too there.
Wow. Very interesting insight. Like I said, I love that character. What has it been like though, knowing this is the final season of Stranger Things? What is the vibe kind of been like stepping on set?
It's a joyful vibe. Everybody's very, grateful and happy, and everybody really takes the show and their own work seriously. And I think, as much as everybody's sad to go, I think that it feels nice to be a show that has the integrity to not want it to last forever. We're going out on a high note, and that's a great thing.
But let me ask you this on the way out. I know our time is running short. If they were to offer a Murray spinoff, would you be down for that, to continue playing that character and seeing his different adventures?
Oh, absolutely. I think a Murray spinoff would be fantastic. Absolutely. No, I mean, he could have his own version of Kung Fu, where he travels from, village to village. Yeah. And there's, some, in small town America, and there's some sort of, corrupt entity there that he has to face off of. He gets into karate fights, he writes an expose article about them in the local Gazette. And then, that's your episode. Amazing. Full-on Murray adventure. I mean, I do think that, a lot of the times, doing those scenes, I feel I felt like I was in, my own version of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
And it would be great to see Murray I would do that in a heartbeat, getting to see Murray emerge as his own kind of deeply neurotic and misanthropic Indiana Jones.
Streaming services, if you're listening, I think we have a hit on our hands. Brett Gelman, it's been a pleasure talking.
Matt, Ross.
Exactly. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck with the book. It's a fascinating read, The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much. It was a great time. Thank you.
Appreciate it. That is actor, author Brett Gelman. You can check out the book, The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories, and appreciate him taking the time to talk to us today.